Okay, Kyle, thank you. Keeping with the Back to the Future theme, UHealth is talking about Parkinson's disease tonight, which affects Michael J. Fox, who played in the movies. And with us, we have Dr. Luca, assistant professor of neurology. Dr. Luca, tell us about your specialty as a neurologist.
I'm a specialist in Parkinson's disease, and as a neurologist, I treat patients with Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's disease is a disease of the motor system. In this disease, that disease of the nervous system, patients have trouble walking, trouble coordinating movements. They feel slow, and many times they have tremors.
What are the motor system disorders? How do they start? How do you notice that you're having something more serious?
So there are multiple motor system disorders. One of them is Parkinson's. For the listen, probably heard about ALS. That's another type of disease that affects the motor system. This disease starts very slowly, and usually specialists at the University of Miami will be able to diagnose this type of disorder simply by examining the patients and sometimes by doing extra tests.
Does UHealth have any clinical trials going on right now to help people with their motor system disorders?
For Parkinson's disease, we have right now an ongoing trial sponsored by the National Institute of Health that's looking at the medication that actually aims to slow down the progression of the disease.
Obviously, you're working on ways to slow it down and find a cure. What are some of the recent achievements you guys have found through the clinical trials or anything else?
So the clinical trials that have been done in Parkinson's disease over the years have brought a lot of medications to help the symptoms of the patient. We have a multitude of medical treatments for Parkinson's disease, and what is very exciting is we have also available surgical treatments such as deep brain stimulation. At the University of Miami, we have clinical trials with new devices that are looking to see if these devices for deep brain stimulation are helping patients with Parkinson's disease and improving their quality of life.
One of the patients is throwing out the first pitch tonight, Carlos Tejada. Tell us a little bit about his story.
So Carlos is a patient with Parkinson's disease. He has been with disease for more than 10 years, and due to this disease, he had trouble walking, lots of tremors, difficulty doing his activities, and he was barely able to carry a normal life. He did well with medication over the years. However, at one point the medication stopped working. So he had deep brain stimulation at the University of Miami and UHealth system, and he had significant improvement in his symptoms. Right now, after the surgery, he doesn't have any tremors anymore, which is very exciting for us as a treating physicians.
That is great news, especially for people who suffer from Parkinson's. For anyone listening who knows someone with the disease or any type of motor systems disorder, where can they go for more information on it or to help support somebody with the disease?
We have a special site, for example, for Parkinson's disease. It's called uhealthdbs.com, where they can find information about how to contact our physicians and about the care they can receive.
Dr. Luca, thank you so much for your time.
It's my pleasure.
Kyle, back to you.